Get to Know Joe. Starting April 23rd, Joe Donlin joins Micah Mater on WGN TV News at 5, 6, 9, and 10. Get to meet him hopefully soon. Joe Donlin. Welcome him to Chicago.
All right. We have got right now Michael Steele. We welcome him to this radio program, standing by on the Super Celebrity Hotline. He used to run the Republican Party, and now he can't even they won't even invite him to a cocktail party, which I don't even understand what is happening here.
Not on the invite list these days.
But let's talk about... Yeah, I know. I mean, but they call you secretly. Oh, my God. What are we going to do?
I know.
Help.
I know.
Yeah. And that's just me.
I won those calls today, as a matter of fact. You're right.
You did. Oh, gee.
I have not stooped beneath texting Michael at 2 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday night to a Sunday morning. Like, oh, my God, what are we going to do?
We all have those feelings. Yeah. Some of us just kind of hold back, and others, you know, they text Michael.
Oh, no, I'm a panicker.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, let's talk. Okay, so this – all right, so, you know, Republicans have been – basically a party of free trade and laissez-faire on the markets. The deregulation piece is something a lot of Republicans like about Donald Trump. But now it seems like there's two things here that seem like they're anathema to what has been conservative dogma and doctrine for the last 50 years. One, he's
right.
Picking winners and losers. And two, he is... I mean, you know, going after American companies and trying to suppress their activities. And then and number two, starting a trade war. And the Dow doesn't like it.
No, but this he says this isn't a trade war, and he ups the ante. So he takes an action. China responds. He takes a subsequent action. That's the beginning, if not, in fact, a trade war. And so the truth of it is not very clear the president fully appreciates that in real life, these things have consequences. Now, you know, in a reality TV program, you can script the ending. You know, you can actually have, you know, the best person lose and the worst person win, if you want. But in real life, particularly when markets do rely on confidence in the leadership of our government, confidence in its policies. Absent that, you're going to see the kinds of fluctuations that we've seen today. Think about this, folks. How many folks on pensions and fixed income retirees, you know, who've invested their savings in the market, who have been enjoying the benefits since the crash of 2008, now find themselves in a situation where they're losing value. Maybe they've invested in Amazon. Maybe they've invested in other, you know, instruments out there that have come and become a target for this president. He needs to understand that. When he trash talks about a company, it's going to have an impact, and that impact is not on the owner of the company. Yeah, you know, Bezos lost $16 billion in market cap value for his company this week. But think about all the men and women who invested 100 shares, 1,000 shares in,
right,
in that stock, who now are out of money as well.
Michael, you saw the president and Sarah Huckabee Sanders push back on that today, saying, hey, the markets are up 40% since I took over, so, you know, hey, kind of pointing at no big deal, but it can be a big deal, as you point out.
40% to give back? Was that,
no,
is that what that's supposed to mean?
Exactly. It seems as if you're right. People are already sort of, you know, moving forward after sitting still for a great deal of time with those investments. And you also look at, like, we've been talking about this here because Illinois would be hit particularly hard by this, with being the largest soybean producer, fourth largest
yeah.
pork. We have Caterpillar here. We've got Boeing to do a lot of business with China. And it just feels as if these consequences are real in the meantime. And how long does it take during this back and forth with China to get things settled, even if you do? You saw Larry Kudlow come out today and say, no. This is just a proposal. It's not a trade war, We have a lot of steps to go through before anything happens.
We're in a trade war. Can we just stop this craziness? I just want somebody, and I really at this point don't give a damn who it is. I just want somebody, when someone from this administration stands up and says this asinine, backward stuff, including the president himself, come out and say, you are so full of crap. Would you please stop it? Because we are in a trade war. What do you think if the president imposes a $100 billion in additional tariffs on China, what do you think they're going to do in response? Look at the response to the $50 billion in the 25% tariff on steel.
Though,
taking out the middle of the country.
Right.
Come on.
Right. But though the devil needs no advocate, I shall play one nonetheless.
Yes,
why? What if China has been this bad actor for many years that people have complained about in terms, especially when it comes to intellectual property, which we all are familiar with what they
sure.
have done there. They have, you know,
I got a nice Prada handbag
sure.
there once. It was very nice
yes.
to get it for $2.
Yes, right. exactly.
But Prada wasn't happy about that.
Though. But I mean, they've been doing a lot of things, and they do. I mean, there are already. Tariffs on a lot of products that come into China from the United States that we would like to see lessened, so that those we have a better shot at those marketplaces. What else could we do? I mean, you know, you do have. Listen, the one thing we know about this guy is he's.
You do. I was gonna say, you do what Reagan and Bush did. You single shot. You say to China, look, okay, guys, here's the deal. You know, we know what you're doing. We know what you've done with your currency. Not doesn't make it happy. We know what you're doing in the cyberspace and technology. Doesn't make us happy. And we know what you're doing in areas like steel and so forth. So you know what? We're going to target segments of those sectors, and we're going to impose a limit on how much steel, for example, you would get to import into the United States. You will no longer be allowed to just dump your steel here.
Mm-hmm.
You will only be allowed to, for a six-month period, a year period, however you want to define it, 10%. That's it. So whatever your number is now, you don't get any more than 10% to ship here to the United States. There's ways you can single shot to send the message to China. The first move out of the box on this, let us be clear, was not out of a concern about the predatory tactics, trade practices of China. It was about the fact that another bombshell had dropped in two quarters, one, Stormy Daniels, and two, Robert Mueller. And the president, in reaction to all of that, decided to go down this road on trade. Why? How do we know that? Because no one in his administration had a friggin' clue it was going to happen.
Yeah, it wasn't planned. The other piece. Speaking of other things that are happening here, you do have the Russian sanctions that went in today, and they're dropping that, trying to make it seem as though, listen, these are the toughest sanctions. They're going up against the sanctions are going in place against specific oligarchs. A couple of them, including one that was close to Paul Manafort, but all of them close to Vladimir Putin, as all oligarchs are. But
one is his former son-in-law,
right? So you got that. That we're leading on that, but it does need to be pointed out that those are already in the pipeline. The White House, you know, could have pulled the trigger on those a year ago and did not do it, and now they're doing it. And I don't know what signal that is going to send, if that's going to do anything. What do you think the timing of that's all about?
The timing is suspect, but the pressure points that are touched are important. These sanctions are they sting because they go directly to the people who are guarding and protecting Putin's money. These are the people who hold his assets. So in hitting them, they're hitting Putin, and so that's why. Many in the Congress and in the previous administration were really hyped up on putting those particular sanctions in place. For Obama, the clock ran out. So the expectation was that Trump would. He didn't.
Yeah.
Now he's moved into to doing that. But here again, I'm suspicious of it because of other developments and storylines dealing with Mueller and Pruitt and others in his administration that we're talking about this week, to now drop this on a Friday, and or Thursday, Friday window. Again, it's a bright, shining object that gets us to talk about something other than the fact that this idea of draining the swamp has just really been a lie from the beginning, because between $130,000 for doors, $30,000 for dining room tables and private security and all this other stuff that these morons are running around with in the administration, that and they are morons.
And living with them.
You know, coming into government service, that's not how you roll. I mean, Come on, that's the first day on the job. That's the ethics 101 conversation you have on the job day one, that you can't do half the stuff that these people have done.
Right. But and living in a lobbyist's house for $50 a night. I mean, that's the easiest one.
How do you fall behind? How do you fall behind on paying $50 a night?
Right. They changed today. The story is that they changed the locks on him. Because they weren't paying, because you know why? I'll tell you why.
Why?
This is pure speculation, so I don't get sued. But my guess would be this, that they realize that they have an ethical problem here, that they could be in trouble. They could go to jail for screwing around by trying to influence a government official. So they needed the $50 from the guy. They're like, you know, we got this deal, and you got to do this. And while I'm lobbying you, you got to pay me. All right.
$50.
Yeah. All right. We got to run. Michael, thank you very much. Have a great weekend until you get some screaming, crying phone call in the middle of the night.
You can block numbers. You know how to do that, right?
No, don't tell them that. All right. Goodbye.
Y'all have a good one.